When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on!
You ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
You cut somebody off and they're like real mad and you're like,
doing real good, bucko.
You know what my wife does?
Peace sign.
A peace sign. Wow, that's so passive aggressive. I love it.
And then shows a peace.
Like, all right, we're choosing violence today.
Dave and Mahoney.
There's about 4,000 boxes got packed.
Chris was slacking on his beans.
We're like, dude. I was pulling cans from my left hand and Dave's to my left. And him and I touched hands like every 5 seconds.
The sexual tension was fraught, bro.
That's why you kept missing the bean?
That's why I kept missing the bean.
It's very typical of a man to forget where a bean is.
Dave and Mahoney.
So I'm listening to your guys' show, and you're going on about things in the ocean that were just discovered and what looks like a killer dildo, and I think I found a name that the scientists really need to consider, and that is the Kildo.
Message
that is
deleted.
Not how I want to go, my friend.
It is how I want to go.
Different strokes.
All right.
And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Monday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
The mother-daughter duo, the Butt Bandits, have been arrested.
Who?
Yeah, a mother who is 56 years old and her 18-year-old daughter are accused of illegally administering butt injections for $6,000 across the country. So they were arrested during a sting operation conducted by the FDA and the Houston Police Department. They were injecting an undercover officer with an unlabeled brown liquid after giving them Xanax to relax. Like, who is the... you are deep undercover if you've got to take a whole butt injection. Like, what do you mean they were actually injecting this cop who was undercover in order to bust these two?
Yeah, I feel like that is...
That feels like a little bit too much.
I mean, like,
it?
Like, what kind of, like, short stick did you draw? Like, you can't go to, like, the Jack Shack or something.
Right.
You know, you get, like, somebody gets that detail. You're like, oh, darn, I get a massage and a happy ending.
But just to prove that it's going to happen there, yeah.
Or you go have to get injected in the back room of a gas station with some weird brown liquid.
Or maybe that's the whole thing. Like, you have to go get the butt injection before you get the Jack Shack assignment. You got to work your way up.
Or there's... This is just sexist, you know?
The one female undercover officer.
Yeah.
Both have been charged with unlawfully practicing medicine without a license, facing additional charge of delivering a controlled substance. So the mom, I guess, claimed to have attended medical school in Mexico for 3 years, but is not a licensed doctor. The U.S. authorities seized bags of illegal injectables, and I just cannot imagine. I mean, I understand that people are always looking for a deal and looking for a discount. Going to some shady mother-daughter duo that has unlabeled bags of brown liquid to get butt injections. Like, what are we doing?
Maybe this is me being assist because I do have an ass, so I don't understand what it would feel like to not have one.
Yeah.
But where I'm going with this is there is no... Like, I have no understanding, and I cannot fathom anybody for $6,000 being like, let me get that mystery goo real quick.
Because
like,
$6,000 is still a lot of money.
It's not cheap. If it was like $1,200,
it's okay.
And you can make payments.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many questions like that I have about this. I mean, I even feel like there would be other things that you could get for $6,000 that might even make your butt look... You can do the fat... moving for about that much money and put it in your butt for that much.
By a real doctor.
By an actual real-life doctor,
or,
man, not concrete in your butt cheeks.
You know, it's like I get, like, boob jobs. You can't exercise into having an awesome pair of boobs or getting them bigger. Doesn't work like that.
Right.
But you can squat your way into a good ass.
Yes, yeah, you absolutely can.
Some good news today as well. Always bet on yourself, kids. Ryan Pash, a Lyft driver from Virginia Beach, won $150,000 after he got a $5 tip from a passenger and used it to buy a scratcher.
Hell yeah.
$150,000. Always gamble. Definitely pays off every single time. This is not an anomaly at all. This is what's going to happen to you. I'm sure of it. Just like we won that Powerball, right?
Uh-huh.
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 One person.
One guy. Oregon.
You son of a bitch.
I bet.
Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So Mahoney, being the Disney aficionado that you are, I'm curious your take on this story. This fellow's name is Brent George, which just sounds like he's a problem. He's 61 years old, and he is a problem. He is facing multiple charges after a fight erupted at a bar located at the Walt Disney World Boardwalk Inn Resort.
Hell yeah.
Like, this is, bro, you're the problem. You're the reason why, like, we finally got alcohol at Disneyland and Disney World, and then you're going to go out here and you're going to be starting fights because you get loaded at Disney at 61 years old?
Hey, man.
You're 61 years old.
The most magical place on earth. If I can't fist fight somebody at Disney's boardwalk, I don't want to live in America anymore. That's, dude, Dave, you're too judgmental, my friend.
Well, the reason why, let me tell you the rest of the story first before you come to this guy's defense.
All right.
I guess a fight broke out because this guy who was hammered, Brent George, 61 years old.
Who's George Brett's bizarro cousin.
He was making fun of a girl with Down syndrome.
Oh!
And so a bunch of people had a bit of an issue with that.
So they beat his ass?
So they beat his ass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how the world works. You say some stupid stuff you shouldn't at Disneyland.
So
why aren't we talking about the heroes who beat up the guy who was drunk making fun of a girl with Down syndrome?
So this woman's mother, like, confronted the guy because he's making fun of this poor girl. And then he pushed her and slapped her. Another female guest intervened. And then George punched a dude in the neck, leading to him getting punched in the head. The altercation was broken up by another individual. The drunk 61-year-old guy was removed from the scene, evaluated by medical staff. He was taken into custody and arrested on the spot. He now faces 4 counts of battery.
Yeah, be better.
So anyway, you want to continue to defend him?
No, I mean, but I want to be drunk and fighting somebody for, like, legitimate reasons. Like, the other people, I'm guessing the other guys may have had a drink or two.
So you
and we're not talking about those heroes. You're bringing up the negative stuff. We should be talking about the guys who came to the rescue.
Well, they didn't detail all the guys that got punched by this dude and then eventually socked him up.
Sounds like the world working the way that it should.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
Did you get that?
You guys ever play around with slingshots when you're younger? And you see what they look like now today? And they're nicknamed wrist rockets. Pretty good stuff.
Message deleted.
They were like the Dennis the Menace slingshots that didn't really do a whole lot. But then when the wrist rockets, I mean, I remember one of my neighbors had a wrist rocket, and that thing was devastating.
I don't like that name.
Do you know what he's talking about, though? A wrist rocket?
Mm-mm.
So they have, like, a brace.
Yeah, there's a brace that, like, clung to your arm.
It's the big yellow, like, it looks like a, basically, you know, the elastic bands that you work out with. Like,
oh,
that,
yeah?
Put on your wrist.
I feel like that's
shot
also
little bearings
a
or
fairly
rocks.
Accurate name for a teenage boy, too.
Yeah.
You little wrist rocket. when we were kids, they just used to arm us. Like, what do you mean you're going to give us a wrist rocket and or pellet guns, and then you just send us out into the woods and we're just going to shoot each other?
And how we ended up with no eye protection?
No eye protection.
Nothing.
Get out of here.
Like, we had none of that. So, I'm surprised that we...
Did you get in the paintball?
Do what?
Did you get in the paintball?
Oh, yeah. I got big in the paintball.
Man, my proudest moment ever in life, without question, was at summer camp. There was this kid who was just such a dick to everyone. Like, just an absolute, just terrible person. He was a bully. He was just so mean all of the time. And we had a paintball war, and we were on opposing teams. Mm. And I shot him in the face mask, and it exploded, and the paint went up over his eyes so he couldn't see on the inside of the face mask, and he started weeping.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And I loved it.
We would shoot our friends' cars.
You're shaking your head like this. He was a bad guy. He deserved this.
How old was he? How old were you?
12.
Yeah. It just makes me, now that I'm older, I always just go, something was happening in that kid's house. You know what I mean?
Like, shouldn't have brought him to my house. You need to paintball to the face.
You know what? His parents suck too. Yeah. I should have. If I could shoot them, I would.
Please leave a message after the tone.
And I quote you, a big ass Bible? Seriously?
Message deleted.
It was a big ass Bible.
What do you want? There was a moment where Audrey had a ganglion cyst on her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave beat it with a Bible.
I did.
Because it was called, what was that?
Bible cyst.
A Bible cyst. But did we not remember the story from last week also of the guy at a Walgreens beating the manager with a Bible?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then Dave beats Audrey with a Bible later
off,
on that week?
She asked for it. Secondly, I healed her. I'm a miracle worker.
I don't know about all that. It's still there.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be gone, but it's still there, man.
Am I not a good Bible beater?
I think you were a little timid, and that's fine. It's understandable. Like, I think that I put you on the spot. I did not know we were going to do that on air, by the way. I asked as a friend, like, off air, hey, can you smack the crap out of my wrist real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to take it on air.
Yeah.
And I think because of that performance anxiety, it led to the cyst still being here.
You think I had performance anxiety?
I do. Don't you think so, Mahoney?
I think so.
I feel like the first crack, I was a little timid, but then I really got after it.
Mahoney told you to, like, that you weren't hitting it hard enough. And I would agree, because it's still here. Like, literally, it's still here.
So. I didn't know that.
Okay. He'd never hitting it hard enough.
I didn't know that you wanted me to hit it harder. You should have said something.
We did. Well, in the moment, it was bruised. Wow. So I thought that it was okay, but it's still there. But yes, it was a big-ass Bible for a big-ass cyst, and we missed.
We did. Missed the cyst.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Does that make me a weirdo for watching you hit the cyst?
It was voyeuring. You were voyeuring for
here.
Sure.
Well, and the fact that you were like...
giving direction.
Doing commentary. Oh, you should have hit it harder. Oh, yeah. I like watching my co-host get hit.
Very weird. Very weird moment for us. But, you know, it was trauma bonding for me.
We grew as a show that day.
You know, I'm in an office full of girls. And I hear them say all the time, oh, men are such cheaters. Men cheat this, men cheat that. They cheat on everybody. I actually think it's the women that do most of the cheating. Tell me what you guys think.
Message deleted.
Everyone.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, man. There's,
it takes
we're
two to
stupid
tango.
Monkeys that are walking around and pretending, wearing clothes and pretending that we have a society. When all that we care about our modus operandi is that we just want to eat food and bang. That's all we want to do. That's like at the end of the day and be like warm or cold.
Yeah.
You know, and not be in inclement weather.
Right. We just want it to be 73 degrees and have full stomachs and empty other stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney. It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I just can't really imagine this. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had just an untold amount of money, I'm sure it would be a lot of fun to throw a party for your friends where literally money is no object, right? But I feel like, Mahoney, if I were to do that, I would get like a bunch of like 90s bands
hell
to
yeah.
reunite, you know?
Hell yeah.
Like, where are the two skinny J's at?
what are they up to?
What you guys doing? Them and Hootie and the Blowfish, you know, and like throw a party like that.
Big wreck, man. Where's Ian Thornley at?
He's probably available,
yeah.
Actually. But there's a guy who is, I guess, a high-powered attorney. He's out of Texas. His name is Thomas J. Henry, which is the most lawyery name I've ever heard. He celebrated his 62nd birthday with a $5 million party at Superstition Nightclub in Austin.
Okay.
So I guess there were 600 guests that were invited to it. But the reason why I made the news is because he had performances by Steve Aoki,
hell
who I
yeah.
guess made six figures for a 45-minute set. And he also had Jack Harlow there.
Okay.
Jack Harlow did a 30-minute set and got paid $1 million for 30 minutes.
Like, wow.
Is this guy 62? And he got Jack, like, what are you, bro?
What are you
got $5 million. You are trying way too hard to get laid from young chicks.
For real. Like, what are you? You're 62 years old and you're a big Jack Harlow fan? Okay.
I mean, I like Jack Harlow, but I'm not 62.
I guess this isn't the first time that he's done this. He's known for hosting extravagant events, including a $10 million party for his firm's 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And a $4.5 million birthday bash back in 2018 when he had Cardi B and DJ Khaled. Again, like, I can't imagine doing this personally, but I mean, paying somebody $1 million for 30 minutes. Good for Jack Harlow,
this
man.
Is
go get the bag.
You know, and you said he spent $5 million and 600 guests. That's $8,000+ per guest.
Ahead.
Just
yeah.
give those 600 people $8,000 and they'll be happier.
Also, the event, and tell me if this seems a little bit crooked, the event was hosted by the firm's executives, as you'd expect, and then also local judges and politicians. Like, doesn't that seem a little shady? Like, if you are a local judge and you get invited to this $8,000 a head party, I mean, you're like, I kind of want to go because this is going to be a crazy experience. But
I think that the inner workings of that, they're all intertwined no matter what.
So you don't think it looks shady? You think it's just kind of...
Oh, it is shady. Yeah. It's dirty as hell.
I think that whether you're partying with them or if you're just getting lunch or dinner, I think I would rather go to a party than go to lunch. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's going to happen no matter what.
The party included aerial performances, lush flower arrangements, and signature cocktails named after the attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
How cool.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You know the songs, but can you name them when they sound this bad?
Bad.
It's Cover Your Ears on Dave and Mahoney.
Dan is joining us today for a round of Cover Your Ears. How are you, Dan?
Doing great, thanks.
Give us the grade. How do you think you're going to do in this game?
I'm usually pretty good. I think I'll do all right.
All right. So 30 seconds on the clock for each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make a guess. If you need a couple lifelines, they are available to you. And we do have some popular ones today. We have a couple that are not popular, too. But the first one here, 49,000 views on this one. Have a listen.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild eyed boys had it been away. Hadn't changed, ain't much to say. Man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around. How you was where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown. Driving all the old thing crazy. The boys.
And we'll stop it right there. That's pretty good.
Is the that 90s like a,
is that a famous
that.
Band?
Alex Melton? I've never heard of the guy before.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know Alex Melton?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
He's got some songs on the radio right now.
Okay. So, yeah, pretty good there. 49,000 views. Do you know it, Dan?
Yeah, that's The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
Yes, sir. Full point. Well done. The next one here, not quite as popular. 65 views from Cup of Dub.
Cup of Dub.
Cup of Dub.
All right. Let's like have that listen. Name.
In a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
I feel like that's what you hear when you realize you've taken too much ayahuasca.
That's what happens when the AI takes over the world, man.
That's what my brain sounds like all the time with ADHD.
When you're trying to go to bed at
like
night.
When I'm just trying, yes. When I'm trying to focus, that's what I hear.
Dan, do you know it?
Yeah, that's Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads.
You're doing great.
I did not like that at all.
Okay, Dan, I'm taking away your lifelines. You're doing too good. This next all one right. here, you can win it right here. It's got 486,000 views from Sheldon Plankton. Let's have a listen.
Whoa!
That's supposed to be Plankton from SpongeBob.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not the SpongeBob aficionado.
No, but
that you are.
I'm so glad that you love that.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I get
you
it.
Like SpongeBob.
Okay. Dan for the win. Do you know it?
Yeah, I give him points for hitting those high notes. It's Man in the Box by Allison Chains.
Yes, sir. 3 for 3.
I wish you would let us listen to it one more time now that you know that it's SpongeBob's Plankton.
We got 30 seconds. Let's do it.
That's all you need, man.
I like it even more now.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Audrey, you're a big animal person. Would you ever go to one of those dog or cat cafes? Have you seen those?
I have, and I have not had the pleasure of going to one yet. I don't know if that means that, I don't know, something about like dog hair or cat hair being kind of like in my tea might give me the heebie-jeebs.
Because they always try to do that. They make it like an actual cafe, but then you're like covered with cats at the same time.
Why don't they call them cat face?
Cat face. You know what?
Yeah.
We should open
one. I feel like
one.
You just
for
throw
that
your tea
alone.
In there and it kind of... sorts itself out.
So there, I guess, is a mall over in China somewhere, and they have one of these pet cafes, but they had 100 husky, little baby huskies.
Oh, I love husky puppies.
Is like, that is so cute.
Oh, I bet it's so loud, though. I bet they're all just constantly howling.
Just howling all the time.
Yeah. We're just talking.
Well, so it's a bit of a different incident that that made this make international news. Somebody left the gate open.
Oh, no.
In a mall, and all 100 huskies escaped.
We're going to get a new movie. Instead of 101 Dalmatians, it's going to be 100 Huskies. And they all probably ended up getting taken.
I mean, to try to wrangle 100 puppies and try to get them back into their pet cafe. I mean, the owner of the pet cafe was furious, and they had an all-staff Zoom. And we actually have some audio from it. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. Sure.
Who let the dogs out?
I hate you. I absolutely hate you.
Show. Today is my last day.
Mahoney,
this is my last moment.
This is the gentleman who you have decided to become a business partner with for the rest of your life. This guy right here. Who did that? He just did that to us. I was actually really invested in this story, and you did this.
You can leave.
I just hit Audrey with some knowledge about that song, and she was shocked. The meaning behind Who Let the Dogs Out, and they've since like tried to spin it as, no, this is a song about ugly guys. No. The song, I guess, was originally written about ugly chicks at a party. And when you think about it in that context.
That's so foul.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Well,
also, did you know that the Baja Men formed in the 70s?
In the 70s?
1977, and there's like 30 of them. There's like 30 Baja Men.
Dude, I'm reading the lyrics because none of us ever actually knew the verse, and it is so foul. It's like, get back, Gruffy, back, Scruffy, get back, you flea-infested mongrel. Oh my
God. That's the lyrics to that song? What?
And meanwhile, we're all just bopping along to it, just having no idea.
Dogs out.
No ideas about ugly chicks.
Who let the dogs out?
Don't they use this in, like, kids' movies, like, yes, with pets and stuff like this?
They literally, okay, so this is showing my age, okay? I'm 32, I'm a millennial, so there's probably some parents out there who remember this, but there was a Rugrats movie where they had this song playing where they're all like, yeah, who let the dogs out?
Yeah, and
they're
so
with Red Tar. Like, what?
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
How do you really feel?
Tell us.
By calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Yo-Dummy. Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney and everybody else, listen. Thank you. All us Mormons are living vicariously to you in a way. I mean, we still don't drink, but it's fun to see how the other half lives. You guys rock! We love you!
Message deleted.
What a happy Mormon. You just called to thank us so you can see what it's like to hang out with people that drink. Even when the beer isn't exactly what we hoped, you know, because that does happen from time to time.
We try to pick good beer.
We do. And then, of course, sometimes it gets bombarded by Chris and him having celiac disease and us having to cater to him.
I didn't ask for it. I know.
Yeah, we got the Mormons calling. Where are your celiac friends, man? Like, yeah. Why are they calling in,
dude,
you know?
By the way, shout out to John who found out I was celiac. He has a place called Gluten-Free Creations. He's shipping me a whole box of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, all kinds of like cookies and cakes and things.
You think it'll be good? Or you think they're just going to taste like what cookies are not supposed to taste like?
No, like, I had celiac disease in the 90s when no one even heard of gluten-free.
Oh, you are an OG.
You're a hipster to celiac? Yeah.
I'm an OG.
And I had celiac disease before celiac disease was cool.
Yeah. No,
you're not an OG, you're an OC.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's come a long way, actually. A lot of food is pretty good nowadays.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not the beer.
Nope.
Hey, how do you get away from a NASCAR driver? You turn right.
Message deleted.
Waka waka.
I'll say this. I had a preconceived notion about, like, this is about 15 years ago. I had a preconceived notion about NASCAR. I did not think it was going to be awesome.
That's because you've never been to a NASCAR race.
But then I went to my very first NASCAR race, and I'm like, oh, we just sit around, and we drink all day, and we can yell as loud as we want, and nobody's going to judge us.
And we can gamble on this, and you're like a king. If you're friends with a guy that has the RV, you just sit
on the
roof
have the RV.
Lawn chair.
Like, that's like, I mean, where I would be now. It's much like going to concerts younger.
being GA, you want to be down in the pit.
Want to be in the pit, yeah.
Now I would want to be on the infield with somebody with a luxury RV doing all those same things, but just with a place to sit down and possibly sleep.
Dude, it's such a white trash thing. Like, let's drive our car around in a circle real fast and watch it.
Dude, balance. I love it.
And then everyone sits in the middle and is like,
yeah, you are fast. It's exciting, man. Like, same thing with monster trucks. I mean, I never crapped on monster trucks, but I did not realize how exciting Monster Jam and or monster truck rallies were in person. And I will recommend, like, Dave, you've got a family of four kids in your family. You got to take them to a monster truck rally at some point,
Duke's already been. My wife took him to one. Well, unfortunately, I was out of town when it was happening. He loved it. What do you mean that monster truck is going to launch into the air?
You know how, like, Vikings, they are like, the sea is calling my name. Like, yeah. The sea is calling me. I have never been to a monster truck rally or to NASCAR, but, like, the trash in me is, like, I have said for years on this show, it's calling me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's the same thing as Vikings to the Sea. Oh. Like, the trash, the white trash Alabama in me is, yeah, like, you need to go to the monster, go where the monster trucks are, girl. That's where your people are.
That's how I grew up, man. So in Minnesota, in Little Brainerd, there was the Brainerd International Raceway, and that was, like, the big thing. We had a racetrack in Paul Bunyan Land. but they used to have, I mean, it was not even, like, proper racing. It was, like, the old school smash-up derbies.
The demo derbies.
Yeah. If you've never been to a smash-up derby.
No,
first off, like, in the 90s, there was no safety precautions. Okay. Like, these dudes are just in beat-up old station wagons screaming across a muddy lot, into each other.
If the car ran, you got to go into the demolition derby.
And that's you knew that you were eliminated, when your car got physically destroyed and you couldn't drive it anymore.
Helmets made of, like, old Bud Light cans.
I don't even know if they were wearing helmets,
We
man.
Need to plan a show outing to a monster truck rally, because I can think of, as an adult, the most fun that I have had doing any sort of single thing and going to Monster Jam and just, like, living and, like, having no inhibitions whatsoever. It is the most fun you could possibly have.
I don't hear you talk about things like this very often, where you actually want to go do something. I mean, this is like a religious pilgrimage for Mahoney, but instead of, you know, going to worship something, he just wants to go to Monster Jam.
Well, the coolest thing I've ever done in my life,
diesel fuel, brother.
Which we've done some cool things through the show over the years, but the coolest thing, hands down, when somebody asks, what's the coolest thing you've ever done? I've driven a monster truck, and the power that you feel is like, you feel invincible, because they're, you know, it's like 1,800 horsepower and a torque that's unimaginable. But I will say this, the unfortunate part, this is why I'm on a diet right now. I'm probably too big to fit back into a monster truck, because those cages are tight.
That's why you're on a diet so you can fit back into a monster truck?
Because Monster Jam's coming, brother.
Dave and Mahoney. It's the Dave and Mahoney Show. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So finally, the thing that everyone has been clamoring for is back in theaters. I'm talking about the return of The Mummy. What? When I saw the story, I was like, who?
The Brendan Fraser version or the Tom Cruise version?
No, the Brendan Fraser version.
The better version.
The better version.
OG.
It's the better version. It's 25 years since that movie was in theaters originally.
Right.
Which, hard to believe that was 25 years ago. But I was really surprised to see this. That didn't strike me as a movie that you'd ever be like, oh, I got to go see The Mummy.
I love The Mummy.
From 25 years ago in theaters.
Is the second Mummy, or is that the first Mummy?
This is the OG.
Oh, well, that's a great movie.
Okay, sure.
What?
Re-releasing it in theaters?
Well, I mean, what else is out right now? Yeah,
literally, they're not making movies that are great anymore. So let's bring some of the ones that we love back. And Brendan Fraser, are we not having a Brendan Fraser sans?
We were, at least last year. I don't know if that goes into 2024.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I got real excited with the whale, you know, and like, oh, like, he's lost all this weight now, and he looks great, and he's doing fantastic. And then everyone's kind of like, all right, We'll just move
we
on.
We need something else to love. Yeah, America loves the next thing to, that's going to become sensationalized. And Brendan Fraser was on our bingo card for 2023.
Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher announced on Friday they have filed for divorce. They shared a statement on Instagram saying that they filed for divorce. And the couple who married in 2010 after 8 years of dating, they have a couple of daughters and a son together. They expressed their commitment to prioritizing their children's well-being and privacy during this time. But yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen kind of going through it right now. He's accused of harassment by Rebel Wilson while on sets. And, you know, I don't know if that was a catalyst. Some people were saying that
she's
was a catalyst.
She's writing a book.
Who, Rebel is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and that one was kind of debunked pretty quick. But, you know, I will say this. Isla Fisher, what up, girl?
She's back on the market.
What up?
She is, yeah.
She's
I know I got no chance with Amy Adams, so what up?
Oh, gosh.
Next
and you
best
got
thing.
A chance with Isla Fisher?
You know, I mean, no. I'm also tall, yeah. You know?
You look, now you could be the, like, you are the exact opposite in looking of Sacha Baron
Cohen. No, I'm just saying, I'm also tall, though, you know? I mean, yeah, maybe you want something a little, you don't want to go back, you get out of a long-term relationship, you're not trying to bang somebody who looks the exact same as your ex.
Are you saying you want something new? Are you saying you're as funny as Borat?
I'm way funnier.
Okay. Jason Kelce, I love this guy, man. So he was, over the weekend, made an appearance at WrestleMania.
I mean, one of the most iconic WrestleMania moments by a football player ever.
So if you recall, Audrey, after they won the Super Bowl, you were like, was that really Jason Kelce wearing the luchador mask in the DJ
that
booth
in Las
Vegas?
That he stole from a 10-year-old?
Yeah. He made a surprise appearance at WrestleMania. Of course, it was in Philadelphia. It was at the Eagles Stadium. But he was right there in the mix of it. Helped to win a tag team match. And Jason Kelce, as you'd expect, got quite the reception from the crowd
in
there
in Philadelphia. Yeah. I mean, they had almost 150,000 people over 2 days there. WrestleMania XL. I mean, WrestleMania is back. This is one of this is what a lot of people are saying. You know, Vince gone, Triple H running the show. You know, at the end of Sunday night's broadcast, Michael Cole, one of the ringside announcers, said, "I love professional wrestling," and I will say, I've been watching wrestling for 40 years of my life. And I feel like we're getting ready to enter a new era of sports entertainment, or they're not even calling it sports entertainment, professional wrestling again. So I love seeing Jason Kelce out there just doing his thing, living his best life, and just being kind of like guys our age, just like hero.
Yeah, just this absolute spirit animal.
Right.
You know, he's doing all the things that we wish we could do. And finally, Jelly Roll had a pretty scary incident over the course of the weekend. His plane had to make an emergency landing due to him being fat. Oh, wait, no. It's a technical issue on the plane, I guess. Was en route
Dave!
To...
Dave!
Joking.
My jaw is on the floor,
I'm
man.
I'm joking.
He was the only passenger on there. You can't be like that.
Was he the only passenger on the plane? I think his wife was on there, too, because she was
documenting. Bunny's the one who was talking about it, yeah.
She was the one that was talking about it on social media, but they were en route to Austin, and I guess there was some sort of technical issue where the plane had to turn around and make an emergency landing. So it's not like it was, like losing altitude or anything like that.
If
but
you're
still,
a musician, don't get on a private plane.
It seems like it happens a lot,
like,
doesn't
I
it?
Mean, that's how you die.
Yeah.
I mean, just fly commercial, but I mean, maybe not.
Maybe not now.
Yeah.
Glad he's okay.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So we were talking earlier about Jelly Roll having that incident on his private plane, had to make an emergency landing due to a technical issue with the plane. You know, his wife was documenting it on social media. Pretty scary stuff anytime that you're having an emergency landing being forced. And Mahoney, you made the comment of, well, you should fly commercial. Well, another Boeing 737 disaster midair, this time courtesy of your favorite airline, Southwest. They experienced a mechanical issue shortly after takeoff from the Denver International Airport. Did you see the pictures of this?
Oh, yeah, Dave. I mean, yeah. I think they call the casing along the turbines. So basically, this was somebody didn't close it all the way.
This is like the engine cover being ripped off mid-flight.
I mean,
which I love that because I love reading that story. As I was getting onto a Southwest flight, I'm like, great.
Oh, no.
And it was a Max 8. I'm like, even better. So I'm like, I hope my wife enjoys all my money.
I think that they need to get some good PR. Airlines at all of them.
Well, it's Boeing. Yes. I mean, these are Boeing. All. I mean, but all Boeing to be fair, though, this happens more often. This particular type of incident happens more with Airbuses than it does with Boeings. But this was a maintenance person issue.
Yeah, but it's just Boeing. It's just like one thing after another, and it's
I don't know how they're
Boeings.
Not bankrupt. I mean, seriously. I mean, because this would be like how all of their investors aren't pulling out. I mean, I really am very, very curious to see how the lifespan of this company ends up looking for the next couple of years.
I mean, they're just such a behemoth, right? I mean, it's kind of the thinking here is like, is this a good time actually to invest in Boeing because it's just been one terrible thing? Or is it actually a sinking ship at this point? Because, I mean, they fired some high-profile people, like their head of safety and all this stuff. Their VP got canned.
The CEO's out.
The CEO's out as well? Okay, so, I mean, Boeing has really been going through it, but the last thing that they need is some maintenance person screwing up, not attaching a cover correctly, and then it ripping off mid-flight.
I just can't wait for until the U.S. government, or a.k.a. us, the taxpayer, bail them out.
That's kind of our thing.
I just know that that's coming. Yeah. I know that's coming.
Yeah, it's always the taxpayers bailing out these airlines, and for good reason. They treat us so well.
Yes.
Yeah, they deserve it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Probably not.
Cheryl is joining us today for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? How are you today, Cheryl?
Oh, fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Tell us about your level of education. How far did you get in school?
High school.
High school, okay. Well, Mahoney went to not one, not two, but three different community colleges, ascended, not dropped out from all of them, as he says. But I think that you got a real shot today. Mahoney, how you feeling?
Feel pretty good, Dave. Got some good sleep last night. And don't forget, I also graduated from a radio trade school as well, where I got all these amazing radio skills.
So Mahoney is going to leave the studio. He is going to go to a soundproof space. By that, I mean the bathroom. And we're going to ask you guys the same questions. You do have one pass today. I would just encourage you to use it sooner rather than later if you feel like you need it. Okay, Cheryl?
Okay.
All right, here we go with the first one. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until Mahoney comes in and he has given us his answers. Question number one, what are the colors used in the Australian flag? There are three of them.
Oh, my God. Black, yellow, and red.
You do have a pass if you wanted to use that. I don't know if you'd want to use it here, but you do have a pass.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, good choice. Yeah. Good choice. All right. Question number two. What is it called when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, causing a shadow on the moon?
An eclipse?
It is an eclipse. There's a specific kind of eclipse, and it's the shadow on the moon.
A moon eclipse?
Oh, I don't know. A moon eclipse. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Was that Abraham Lincoln?
All right. Question number four. How many U.S. states have a coastline on the Pacific Ocean?
Three.
Okay. Question number five. In reference...
Maybe I'm thinking of the other side.
In reference to the automobile company that is known as BMW, what does the B stand for in English?
British.
Okay. And final question. What is the national flower of Japan? It's a little tricky.
Yeah. I'm going to say the cherry blossom.
Okay. Mahoney, go ahead and come on back in there, buddy. Let's see how you stack up against Shirley.
He'll probably win.
He might.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mahoney, question number one. What are the colors used in the Australian flag?
The Australian flag would be red, blue, and white.
Yep, that is correct. Yeah. So you got that right. Cheryl passed on that one. Question number two, what is it called when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, causing a shadow on the moon?
Oh, and the... So wait, what...
So when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, and it causes a shadow on the moon.
That's an eclipse.
Yeah, but there's a specific kind of eclipse. Cheryl got that wrong. She called that a moon eclipse, which is actually pretty close. It's a lunar eclipse is what you're looking for.
Lunar. Yeah. Okay.
So, question number three. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct. Both of you got that right. Question number four. How many U.S. states have a coastline on the Pacific Ocean?
Three.
She also said three. Both of you incorrect. You're forgetting about Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, get out of here.
Why would I get out of here?
Yeah, nobody cares about Alaska. It's not a real state.
What?
What about Hawaii?
We love Hawaii.
Okay. So.
It doesn't have it doesn't have coastline because it's a whole state surrounded by
That would mean it's all coastline. Nah. Yes. Nah, you're on
count.
The okay.
That doesn't count.
Okay. Either way, still wrong. Question number five, in reference to the automobile company, what does BMW stand for in English?
Bavarian?
Bavarian
Motor Works.
That is correct.
Actually. Dang. Yeah. Is that where the donuts come from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite kind of donut.
Mine
and
too.
Yeah. Yeah, a pretty good car as well. The ultimate snacking machine. Question number six, what is the national flower of Japan?
Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom is correct. Both of you got that right. Mahoney, I'm sad to say that you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, and Cheryl only got 2 correct.
Mm.
Yeah.
So,
way to go, Mahoney.
She's cheering you on.
Thank you, Cheryl. Or Carol.
You're welcome.
It's Cheryl.
Cheryl. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, Dave, you're down 15 pounds. I think you look good. Dave, I don't think you can lose any more. You're perfect.
Message deleted.
You're getting your wires crossed a little bit. That would be Mahoney, who is down 15 pounds. I am not down any.
Would you like to join me in my weight loss journey, Dave?
We
could be accountability buddies.
Eventually, but
like that weird porn accountability app that they've got. Like,
yeah, no. I'm
anytime
good.
I eat a cheeseburger, I got to let you know I'm cheating.
I'm good on
getting
that.
Getting dirty with a cheeseburger.
I'm good on that. What a weird thing that is.
It's like 2 a.m. and you're like, what is he doing?
You're like, just watch some goat porn. Again, Dave. But I feel like I'm at the point of no return for the summer bod again this year, so I'm just going to go ahead and pack that one in.
What do you mean? It's April. You still got some time.
I need to get back into it. I was doing good before vacation.
You were.
You closed all your rings yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah. Okay. I got a notification on my watch.
All right.
Yeah. It's tough, man. Like,
it's tough to keep the motivation, you know?
We need to hire a private chef.
Is that what we need?
That's what I tell myself when I look like The Rock or whatever, you know.
If I just had
a
private chef.
You know, he's got so much money. It's not that the discipline or whatever else, you know, years of self-control. No. It's he's got the money to have a private chef. That's why he looks that good. Performance enhancers as well.
We always find the way to wiggle out of that discipline and self-control thing.
Yeah.
Like it's not every decision I make is wrong. It's that this guy has an unfair advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Love you guys. Carlitos again. When God made Audrey, he was in such a good mood. Just perfect. Just absolute. Just beautiful. Gorgeous. When God made Mahoney, he was off day smoking a cigar. Probably looking at a body of water. And also, he thought he was very tall. 3, 6, 4, 6, 5. I don't know. And then Dave. He made you right after he created light and dark. He thought, you know what? Since I'm creating some shit, he said, I'm going to make this air. And I truly believe that.
Message deleted.
I mean,
that
I feel like.
So kind.
That was really nice, Carlitos. Thank you.
I mean, if somebody's going to create, like, I'd rather have somebody lounging around smoking a cigar thinking of a great idea. You know some real thought went into that particular, sculpture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You think like if we die and we go to heaven, do we go back in our best form?
I mean, I hope so.
You think so?
I hope we don't have to just take it back to that last call, like exercise to like stay in heaven shape.
And do you also think when we people from like the 1700s, do we have cell phones up there? Do we have like the internet and video games, or like the people from the 1700s are like, or were we just stuck in that, like, our favorite time?
It's whatever your personal heaven is supposed to be. It's supposed to be your happiest experience. So if you want to be playing a video game constantly without the yelling of your wife, then that's what your heaven would be, Mahoney.
It would be your wife just getting off of her treadmill.
And never losing. And you'd never lose a game, man. You're just in there squatted up, just kill shots.
Winning doesn't feel great unless you lose, you know? Yeah. Like, unless you know the other side. You know?
Oh, so that I see. So then that wouldn't be your personal heaven. Okay.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
Show. This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, do animals freak out when the eclipse happens?
I believe so. Birds.
I think so, too. They're actually, I guess, doing a study today at a zoo. I think it's in Texas somewhere. But they're studying all of the different animals at the zoo to see how they react. But they're studying all the animals that are there. And there were two things that happened to me. Last night, the wife and I were getting ready to go to bed. And there was something that was pretty startling that happened. But that was the more significant thing out of the two. There was like a huge flock of birds.
I never see birds
flying before the sun is up in a flock. And I was like, that's just weird.
Maybe those are early birds.
They're getting warm.
There it is. Don't care about anything else you have to say about David. That was it. What in the world? Oh, my God.
Pull that dude's arms out!
No, okay. Dave.
All right. So what was the more significant of this animal encounter that you had?
So I probably wouldn't even have noticed the birds that were flying.
Sure.
Or thought much of it if the other thing hadn't happened last night. So the wife and I are laying down in bed, and we're about to fall asleep, and it's, you know, around 10 o'clock. And, you know, it's getting to the point where, you know, everyone's off their phones, like, actually, like, laying there trying to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And both of us just hear this loud bang. I'm like, what in the hell? Like, it was significant enough where she goes, did you hear that? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, you got to go check it out. I'm like,
why do I got to
go check it out, man?
Because that's your like, only role. Like,
I believe in women empowerment. You know where the gun is, baby. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, women are equal, except for in that scenario. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, equal rights for women, except for whenever there's a bump in the night. Like, I will be the most, like, submissive, docile. Like, I will go back to wearing dresses every day. And like,
shoes off in the kitchen.
Shoes off in the kitchen. Like, I am never going to go check what's the bump in the night.
Yeah. Well, it was significant enough where I'm like, I need to go check what that was. And so there's, like, a little patio off of the master bedroom upstairs. And so I open that. And some bird had just dive-bombed into a window. And I'm like, it's 10 o'clock at night.
What are you doing flying around at night?
What are you doing? I mean, I assume he was hammered, right? But
gotta be.
It's like, startled us, like, to the point where I got out of bed last night. And I'm just curious if this,
like, was the bird dead?
No, he, like, but I'm like, good for you, pal.
There's got to be something. I mean,
it's got to be something weird with the eclipse, right?
Probably,
because both of those things happening.
I don't ever see birds flying at night
in a flock. It looked like they were, like, migrating almost.
So the only thing that I'm able to kind of look up is that eclipses can fool certain animals into thinking that it is the evening, causing them to revert to their nocturnal or, I don't know that other word, behaviors. Serpuscular behaviors. So, and somebody else is wondering, hey, is my cat or dog gonna, like, worry about all this? And the vets are like, no, man, they're inside.
they're not gonna know what's
they're
happening.
They have no idea
just
what's going
care.
On.
Don't care.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
They may not have money to feed their family, but they have enough for a pack of Pall Malls and a Powerball ticket.
It's the Redneck Report
on Dave and Mahoney.
So to kick off today's Redneck Report, we have got a strong contender for Dad of the Year. You ready for this, Mahoney?
Okay, Dave, let's see where he's at.
He is from Kentucky. His name is Jesse Kipf. He has pleaded guilty in a federal court to faking his own death to avoid paying child support to his ex-wife.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you really, really gotta hate your kids and really gotta hate your ex-wife to fake your own death. He confessed to stealing a doctor's identity, using those credentials to access the Hawaii Death Registry System, creating a fake death certificate for himself. He also admitted to infiltrating other states' death registry systems using stolen credentials. Pleaded guilty, included aggravated identity theft, computer fraud, faces up to 7 years in prison, fines up to $500,000. He will still owe the restitution to his ex-wife.
I'm like, did he, like, at least walk into, like, a warehouse, then it exploded?
you know, like Kaiser Sose style or something.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Like, you sound like you've actually got some, like, pretty good skills. If you're able to, like, steal identities and hack into all these state systems, like, just get a job. Just get a job and pay for your kids, man. It's not that hard.
Really not that hard, bro.
So, drunk and a Karen is our next story. This woman's name is Karen Holbrook. She's 39 years old. I would say an advanced 39?
Those have not been an easy 39 years for this Karen.
I guess she was at some restaurant and she was just hanging out. She walked into a Bar Louie after leaving the first bar.
Okay.
And started ordering food and alcohol.
So she was at like a strip mall.
Probably. Before exiting the bar, she started yelling and smacking a patron outside, continued screaming obscenities in the surrounding area. When police arrived, she refused to cooperate, started sitting in the middle of the road and refusing to provide ID. She was ultimately charged with resisting an officer without violence and disorderly intoxication in a public place, but was just sitting in the middle of the road. I don't know for sure, but I imagine had her little styrofoam case with her food in it, you know, just sitting there drunk, screaming in the middle of the street as the cops were hauling her off to jail.
I don't think drunk and disorderly should be a crime.
You don't?
No.
I mean, if you're slapping people?
No, that's assault. That's a crime. Yeah, but I mean, if I'm just drunk in public, that should not be a crime. I thought this was America.
This is a dispute over guacamole at a Chipotle in Michigan that turned into a gunfight. Friday evening, one employee did get injured. Witnesses reported that the argument erupted because a customer and an employee started arguing over guac, and the customer then decided he was going to walk behind the counter and get himself some free guac, at which point an employee got in his way, and he started shooting off rounds.
Could you imagine that?
No. I mean, can you imagine just being the poor guy who, like, went to work and then you get shot over guacamole? But also, like, you are at the point in your life where you're so angry that you can't get free guac. What?
I wait for Mahoney to say it. You're not going to say it?
What?
You know what you want to say.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Guacamole?
Yes! I literally, as soon as I heard that somebody got shot for guacamole, I literally turned Mahoney so fast, we made eye contact, and I saw him smile, and I actually thought, I was like, he's going to do it. Here
guacamole
he goes.
Guacamole is a good
here
one.
Here he goes, right? Or getting guac for guac or something. Yeah. There was just so many opportunities.
Is extra.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. Would you people shut up?
Dave and Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, you had a rather unique dining out experience this weekend. You and your wife went to go grab a bite to eat, and something happened.
Yeah, you know, Dave, my wife's in town, and when she's here, I don't want to take the time away from spending quality time together to cook. So I like to go out to eat.
You've never cooked for her once. What are you talking about?
That is untrue, Dave.
One time.
She doesn't like what I cook, which is a difference.
Okay.
Because I'm more of a rich food, like the most, you know, cheesiest, ridiculous mac and cheese you'll ever have, or like a grilled cheese sandwich. Anything, like a lot. I mainly cook with cheese.
I'm saying you don't cook at home for you and your wife.
A lot of cheese.
It's either macaroni and cheese or grilled cheese sandwiches or fish sticks.
Yeah. But do not put cheese on fish sticks. That combination is not good.
I like that you've tried it.
I have. I thought it would make it so much better. It was a gigantic mistake. But my wife and I, we go out to this Mexican place, Nando's down in Queen Creek, right off, I think it's Ellsworth. And great little place, you know. They've got like 5 locations in the valley, and we've eaten there a couple times.
What type of food is it?
Mexican food,
okay.
So we're at this little Mexican place, and we're getting down, we're sitting down. It's busy, and
You're getting down in the restaurant?
Well, we're not getting down, but somebody else is getting down. We're there, we sit down, and it's about 3:30 in the afternoon when we're eating our dinner, but it's literally completely packed. There's not
at 3:30 in the afternoon?
There's not an open seat
really
anywhere in
was
the restaurant.
Was it Sunday?
Saturday.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, big, you know, other people have or probably have the same inkling that we do, is that, you know, get out a little earlier, get started a little bit earlier.
Like a late lunch.
If you go at 7, you're going to be like an hour and a half wait or something like that. But while we're sitting down, there's a family of about 8 people at a table that's nearby us. And my wife, I keep catching my wife like looking over there at something. And, you know, it's just weird because she's like can't focus on the conversation that we're having at that moment.
Sounds like she loves your quality time.
Well, she does. And then she starts, I'm like, kind of like give her like a look like, what's going on? She's like, there are 2 40-some-odd-year-old people full on making out
and basically groping each other at a table
you can't
with
help
their
what happens
family.
When those margaritas keep hitting.
Dude, with margaritas, but with your mom and dad at the same table, and there's also like...
How you think all those kids are made?
There's some, I mean, they're like teenagers.
That's
kids.
Even worse, though, somehow.
I have never...
Because they're aware of what's
like,
happening.
I get like, that if it was the teenagers, it's like you just laugh. You know, you can't control your hormones, but you are in your 40s.
Okay, so let me try to understand this dynamic.
Family. A teenager would never be making out like that in front of their parents.
No, way too mortifying. When you reach a certain point, you're like, whatever, this is, you know, going on the fourth marriage. I'm going for it.
Oh, what? You never got the old fashioned in the back of the old Astro van?
It was a Dodge Caravan, maybe. So you're trying to explain the situation to me, and I'm not fully grasping it. So there's 8 people that are part of this family.
Yes.
And it looks like the parents of the 2 people that are in their 40s
like there
are
was
making
probably
out.
Some. No. There were some people like probably in their 70s, okay, I would say. But the 40-year-olds
yep.
were the ones who were making out and basically groping each other at this table at a family dinner
but so what,
at 3:30.
What were the other 6 people that are a part of the family
having
doing?
Just conversation.
They were just ignoring it?
Like it this wasn't going
normal.
On.
This must be normal.
Were they an exceptionally trashy-looking family?
No, they really? Were just like a normal-looking group. It's like anybody you would see at Target or Walmart.
Maybe he just
you
got
know?
Back home from serving our country, Mahoney, and he just wanted to go out for a Mexican early dinner or late lunch, have some margaritas, and here you come, just judging them.
The only thing this dude was serving was more scoops of those chips. He was built like me. Let's just
and
say,
now we're fat-shaming.
Yes. Well, when you're specifically saying this bro was not overseas.
He was overserved.
He wasn't serving anything except for nacho cheese.
They're not drafting my ass unless I drop 80 pounds.
The only draft he's having is another beer, please.
Love it.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guest question to Audrey about Masters of the Air. We're talking about a guy that you like. He's been on something else, and I can't remember him.
Message deleted.
Austin Butler?
Austin Butler, yeah.
He's Elvis.
So, yeah, Austin Butler played Elvis, and then there's another guy who is Dua Lipa's boyfriend, who's also in that show, Callum Tatum.
Is he the other, like, main guy?
He's one of the main guys, yeah, so... I'm watching Masters of the Air. Are you still watching that one?
I am, but my wife doesn't want to watch it with me because she hates war movies.
She does? I exclusively like watch. Hey,
are you watching it yet or no?
So my husband was in the Air Force, so I'm like kind of like pausing till he's ready to start a show.
Yeah.
But I think I might show cheat. I think I might just start it then like rewatch it. Because if I like it enough.
So as somebody that was in the Air Force like your husband was,
I don't think he's going to like
well,
it.
Well, it's pretty tough, man.
Is it?
I mean, it's the Masters of the Air, the guys that were over there in World War II bombing Germany. And like, it's pretty graphic and like a lot of people.
So my husband's pararescue. So maybe I should watch it like almost how parents do for their children.
Right.
Like I'm going to
screen
not...
this for you sort of
okay,
thing.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the CGI and it's, yeah, very.
Really?
Yeah. It's very graphic. So, it's very realistic.
Austin Butler sound like Elvis in it because I've heard that
his voice kind of, but it doesn't bother me. Like it's a really well done show. I mean, it's Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks that executive produced it.
Oh, really?
And it's super cinematic. I mean, like Band of Brothers, like they've done so much good work together. Saving Private Ryan.
They did Band of Brothers together?
Yeah, that was them, right?
Yeah, it was Steven Spielberg.
That was Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. That's
it was
in
the
my
Pacific
top 10.
Band of Brothers and Saving Private Ryan was all Steven Spielberg.
See, the Pacific I can't get down on.
And now Masters of the Air. Dave, there's a show, like if you like, because for me, one of my favorite movies when I was a kid was, and it's a star-studded cast, but there was a movie I think came out in like 1990 called Memphis Belle, and it was about a bomber that had flown like 24 missions, and then they're on their last mission, you know, obviously encounter some peril, but it's based on a true story. But if you like that kind of, if you're liking Masters of the Air, I'm telling you, Memphis Belle's more like your kids can watch that one.
Yeah, this is pretty tough, and no spoilers in it, but it's multi-layered, which I like. Yeah. It's just a good show. Would recommend.
Apple does it right.
They have been doing it right.
And Apple obviously has untold amounts of money, but they spend it on these shows. I mean, these TV series.
If you can do a sci-fi show well, because those cost so much money. But and that's all they're cranking out.
But, I mean, period pieces like this.
Same thing.
Has to cost.
It's every bit as quality as you would see in a full cinematic picture in the theater, but you're getting a full season of it. And Masters of the Air, excellent.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Thank God for Bubba.
Message deleted.
Thank God for Bubba.
Which Bubba?
If somebody were to call you Bubba, do you feel like that's something that's called from birth?
My mom calls me Bubba.
She does. Bubs?
Bubba.
Oh, just Bubba?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I call my brother Bubs.
Am I the only one that doesn't like being called Buddy?
Hey, don't
I call somebody Buddy when I'm, like, trying to say... That's basically me saying F you.
Yeah.
In a...
It's
quote-unquote polite way.
It's one short of calling somebody son.
Buddy's like Buddy. Buddy's basically... Bitch.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
You're a bitch. All right, buddy.
So it's so funny for girls. It would be like girlfriend, like, but in a condescending way. There's not really, like, there's no girls around here like, yeah, buddy.
No, it's definitely a dude-to-dude thing, and it is accompanied by a little pat on the head. Thanks, buddy.
Like a bless your heart.
Yeah, aren't you a little sweetheart?
It's like calling somebody, like, chief, boss. There's a lot of things either. That, like, if I'm really trying to... The only one that
if
is...
If you're really trying to dig, what do you say, my honey?
Good. No, I mean, buddy is right there.
Oh,
but,
really? Yeah.
Like, but for me, a term of endearment is brother. I call, brother. You know, it's like a brother, you know?
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
And you grew up on Hulk Hogan, so a lot of brother.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, David Mahoney, I got a question for you. Would a stoner just be an edible for a cannibal? Just saying.
Message deleted.
What?
Be an edible for a cannibal.
They would have to have a lot of THC in their body.
Like you're Jeffrey Dahmer and you're like halfway through eating something. You're like, bro, Jeff just kicked in, man.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh my God, with these people, shut up.
Dave and Mahoney.
Man, anytime that you give somebody just a little sniff of fame, they normally can't handle it that well. There's a guy who I guess... He's a former, like, TV sheriff. He was involved in a couple of shows on, like, A&E back in the day. And so he viewed himself to be a bit of a celebrity. Mm-hmm. But he was a real-life sheriff. And the reason why he got into so much trouble, he was on that A&E show 60 Days In. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that one, no.
I love 60 Days In.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I've watched it a couple
guy.
Times. Well, okay, let's pause. I loved the first couple seasons before the inmates started, like, figuring out that this was a real TV show.
Well, now, this guy, Jamie Noel, 52 years old, along with his wife, Misty, who is 50, and their daughter, who is 27, they are going to be in as well because they just got busted. He was stealing taxpayers' money and spent it on all of the things that I would definitely spend stolen taxpayer
what
money
did he,
on.
What did he buy?
I mean, $327,000 on vacations.
Okay.
$56,000 on luxury cigars.
Hell yeah.
$56,000 on cigars.
That's a lot of cigars. That's a lot of cigars.
$25,000 on a small plane. Like, you spent $25,000 on a plane, but $56,000 on cigars?
But also, like, here's the thing. You're a sheriff. You're not making PJ money. You're just not.
Right.
Well, it's not like, this is more like weird Cessna. I mean, if you spend $25,000, I mean, right now, like, to get, like, an entry-level car brand new is, like, $25,000.
Okay.
You're not getting, a Gulfstream for $25,000. It's like, I think this thing's being held together by rubber bands and super glue.
I am not getting on a $25,000 plane. No way. Stole $5 million in total, and some of the other things didn't say exactly the amount, but it said they, in addition to the larger items, like the $327,000 on vacations, which is a lot.
See, $5 million to me that they're quoting this guy, it seems like that's what they could track.
Yeah. And they said in addition to those big ticket items, cosmetic procedures, tanning, his wife is very tan, clothing, and vape products.
Oh, my God.
Again, if I stole $5 million worth of taxpayer money, that is definitely what I'm doing. Give me $327,000 in vacations, a bunch of real fancy cigars.
And a tanning bed membership.
Make me tan and give me a vape product.
That's a wrap. Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.